This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Last week, ABC Television announced two venerable daytime soap operas, All My Children and One Life to Live, would end their runs in the coming months. After these dramas have departed, there will be just four soap operas left on English-language American network television, the smallest number of such programs on the air since the 1950s. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. He's the man behind the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, welcome back.
I should be very dramatic because we're on soap operas.
There should be a pause.
I will pause between each sentence and then stare at you, and then we'll fade to commercial.
And then we'll come back and say exactly sort of the same thing to get us caught back
up. 4 years later, somebody will be able to listen to this, and we'll be having the same discussion. And Susan Lucci will be in the corner.
This does represent, with these two, and they've been on collectively...
One's, I think, 52 and one's 50, so over 100 years collectively.
This does represent a shift in American television.
This is a big shift. I mean, before we started today, I said I wasn't a huge soap opera fan. When I did watch soap operas as a kid, when my mom would leave me at home some afternoons, it wasn't ABC. But I can appreciate the fact that in the past 4 or 5 years, we've probably lost seven or eight total. I mean, stuff that's been on forever.
Well, and then and some that were lost have been an entity in American popular culture for 70 or 80 years because they began on radio.
Right, like Guiding Light.
Right.
Now, that got the axe in another world. And so this is a big, big deal for a number of reasons. And you know, we can sit back and make fun of that genre of dramatic daytime television or soap operas, or go watch Soap Dish, or, you know, make fun of something like that. But it is a big, big loss. First off, I mean, you're talking about 400 or 500 jobs automatically that are slashed because of this.
Between the two shows.
And then you're also looking at so many talented actors that we have today on big screen and on television came out of them. Marissa Tomei and Julianne Moore and Anne Heche and Mia Farrow and Warren Beatty. I mean, a lot of really talented actors paid their dues there. And it's a format sort of like Saturday Night Live, where you have to learn so much so fast that, much like Saturday Night Live is a good forum for comedians to come out of, soap operas in a way have been a great forum for dramatic actors to come out of, because you're paying your dues in a way of learning so much text so fast, and you know, you have to emote every emotion humanly possible. And so, yeah, it's a big loss. And then, you know, finally, it's a huge loss, much like primetime television, for scripted television.
Because these shows are not being replaced by scripted television.
No, they're being replaced by lifestyle type shows. I think one's based on food and something, you know, the ABC said something about, because of the success of The View, that they were going to try to launch more similar type programming. And, you know, I love The View, but that's not scripted television. And you know, whether you want to make fun of Erica Slezak or Susan Lucci or some of those people that have been on forever, they're talented actors. I mean,
and it was
certainly
a place
made
for
a run.
Place for writers to go.
Oh, yeah. A lot of writers got their starts through daytime drama. And, you know, you look at Erica Kane, that whole thing. She was a symbol, you know, she was a prominent figure in American culture, if not just for those 19 years she was waiting on that Emmy.
What's going on here? Why? I mean, changing demographics.
And they're expensive.
Are they?
Two years ago, I remember Lucci, only because I saw her recently being interviewed on Ellen or something, and she was talking about how she took like a 50% pay cut to try to prolong the slashing, because she kind of knew it was going to happen, and she wanted to keep people employed there and herself, because Lifetime can only make so many movies,
right?
You know, and so they're expensive, and they moved All My Children a few years ago from New York to Los Angeles, and in an attempt, this has been coming for a while. But I don't think that most people who follow television expected both to come at the same time and so quick. And so, you know, you're looking at this, and when it's all said and done, you're going to be left with Young and the Restless and Bold and the Beautiful on CBS. ABC will keep General Hospital.
For now, anyway.
For now. I mean, I would have never thought they would have got rid of All My Children, but... and then NBC will keep Days of Our Lives. And then that's it.
You know, there have been any number of categories of television shows that were once very popular that have gone away. I don't know if there's a Western left on network television. Daytime game shows have gone away. Afternoon children shows. But I think the thing about soap operas is it was there at the beginning, and it was like the last dominant sort of, except for maybe Cops and Robbers, maybe a cop show. It just seemed like for, you know, since the early 50s,
right,
it would just always be there. Even if I was never watching, you knew that if you were homesick and you flipped through the channels, there would be...
They're at that same party they were at in 1984.
Right.
Luke and Laura are still, you know, dancing away. But, you know, it is a sad moment. I mean, a lot of people make fun of soap operas, but you know what? They were one of the first television genres to step on the AIDS crisis. They were one of the first television genres to step up on gay rights and
teen pregnancy.
And so, in a way, as silly as some of the storylines are, they really have, in a way, been such a part of the culture and have really exposed that to an audience that now is going to have more variety type programming.
Well, in the spirit of today's conversation, people should stay tuned. To be continued.
To be continued.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club, found at FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, thank you.
How dare you?